This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. About 90% of the world's road traffic deaths occur in low and middle income countries, according to the World Health Organization. Roughly 3 million Americans carry loaded handguns with them every day, primarily for protection, according to a new analysis of a national survey of gun owners published in the American Journal of Public Health. White House OMB calculated that extreme weather events over the past decade have cost the federal government $350 billion. Italy has 60,000 churches. An analyst of video from an incident where the DEA killed four civilians in Honduras seemed to indicate that the DEA version was not correct and they fired on the boat of civilians without provocation. South Africa's economy expanded 3.5% annually from 1998 to 2008, doubling the size of the black middle class. Government built millions of homes, extended reach of clean water and electricity, and handed out cash grants to millions of the poor. Financial crisis of 2008 destroyed the demand for minerals and wiped out half of the million new jobs created in the previous 4 years. Iowa has withdrawn its application to opt out of the Affordable Care Act's insurance marketplace after failing to get a waiver from DHH. A study by the Governmental Accounting Office issues a warning on the cost of climate change as it has since 2013. Honolulu has passed a law that allows the police to fine pedestrians up to $35 for viewing their electronic devices while crossing streets in the city and surrounding county. China has ordered more than two dozen cities in their north to reduce air pollution by 15% this winter. 97% of cycling deaths and 87% of serious injuries occur to bicyclists not wearing helmets. Head injuries account for 75% of the almost 700 bicycle deaths annually. 238 cities bid to be Amazon's second home office. U.S. farms, with 1 million or more in annual sales, only 4% of the total, now produce two-thirds of the country's agricultural output, the largest percentage since the USDA census began tracking it in the 1980s. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.